Guillermo Gómez Peña, is one of the country's leading performance artists and director of the performance art troupe La Pocha Nostra. Last year, he contracted a rare disease that paralyzed him and turned him into a prisoner of his own body.
November 21st, 2012, Mexico City. I have been on the road with my troupe, La Pocha Nostra, for more than 6 months straight. It's been exhausting, to say the least. The theme we've been working with for the performance is the different body, the frail and eccentric body. And now, in some kind of bizarre, retro-prophetic seeming twist of fate, I am being diagnosed with a viral infection of my spinal cord. I am flat on my back, confused and in pain, as the doctor tells me the Latin name of this disease I have never heard of, mielitis traversa. And from the look on his face, I can tell this is very, very bad news. I can't move. I have no sensation whatsoever in my arms and legs, and I can't speak clearly because my mouth and tongue don't seem to be working either. I am trapped inside a body that is unable to move or respond, and it happened so suddenly with no warning whatsoever. As if this weren't enough, my immune system has shut down completely, which means that I can't be brought to a hospital, since leaving my room could expose me to something that might kill me. In addition to the daily cocktail of medicines, I am given 9 different pills and an injection each day. I am told that my treatment will involve having to adjust to the exact opposite of my habitual lifestyle, a new regime of limited mobility, rigid dietary restrictions, no spicy or heavy foods, and no sweets whatsoever, no drinking or smoking, and almost complete social isolation. As a nomadic performance artist, an intensity seeker, and a 7-day-a-week bohemian, how do I engage in an extreme exercise of willpower and adapt for an undetermined span of time to a life of silence, isolation, forced rest, and Spartan dietary discipline? I can't exercise. I can't rehearse. I can't perform. I can't even write. Every day, after a few hours of sleep, I wake up around 5 a.m. to face a long day ahead of clumsiness, emptiness, and fear. As December progresses, I begin to slowly recapture my mobility. First, I can move my toes, then my hands and arms, my torso, and finally, my legs. It takes me a while to walk to the bathroom. Meanwhile, my wristwatch has stopped working. The computer is my only certainty. The tiny clock on its upper right corner gives me a sense of time, and so do the daily headlines and photographs in La Jornada online. My primary relationship to the world is through the internet. When the doctor finally gives me permission to go to a neighborhood restaurant, before or after hours only, I am beside myself. Word begins to spread, and some of my childhood friends start showing up to find out what's happening to super skinny Guillermo. I am even happier when the doctor allows me to begin having more friends over during the evenings, 2 or 3 at once. That is, as long as they aren't ill. A flu could still be a grave threat for me, turning overnight into TB or chronic bronchitis. I realize it is always an entire community that heals each individual. That's something I would have deleted as too sentimental or cliché in my previous life. But the thing is, back then, I didn't know anything about this. It's December 31st, 2012, noon. Dr. Alberto shows up with the good news. My new test results indicate that my immune system is 40% back, and both the myelitis and the parasites are decreasing considerably. The doctor invites us to toast to the new year and even suggests that I can have a drink, a light one. My brother Carlos brings out a bottle of tequila Patron and a plate full of romeritos con mole and shrimp tortitas. I am ecstatic. It's mid-January and I'm back in my loft in San Francisco. The only side effects left from my myelitis traversa are the occasional muscle spasms at night, the fact that I am constantly biting my tongue when I chew, and, oh, I forgot, the weird games my memory still plays on me when I least expect it. According to the doctor, if everything works out, I will be able to perform and teach again sometime in late February or March. It will be a different pace and daily schedule, true, but the amazing fact is that I might be back on the road very soon.
Guillermo, you have been on the road now for over a month. What is it like now to kind of settle back after doing these performances, reaching all of these audiences, and then coming back home to, you know, to the Bay Area?
Well, it's a pleasure for me to be back on the road. It took me practically 1 year to go from the back seat in the bus of my troupe, quietly observing the process, to slowly becoming more involved, regaining my body, regaining my intellectual abilities, and now driving again the bus, so to speak. This last tour was particularly important. Era como una prueba de fuego, no? It was necessary for me to prove that I was able to be back in the kind of life that I love and treasure that has been, you know, my life, being a nomadic provocateur, a professional iconoclast on the road. And I was able to do it.
And so now that you've proved to yourself that you were able to do it, what have you learned on a personal level? I mean, now that you've been on tour, that you've been able to, your health has withstood it. What's the lesson that you're sitting with about your own life and life as an artist in this moment in history?
I've been so conscious of my own mortality, so conscious of the frailty of my body and mind, has made me much more humble, much more appreciative of my friends, my relatives, my art. Also has made me aware even more of the importance of mentoring young artists. And that is something that became quite clear when I realized that I might have lost my life.
But you didn't, and we're so happy that you're still here, Guillermo Gomez Peña. Thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
It's an absolute pleasure to be back on Latino USA.
It's great to have you back, Guillermo, and that wonderful voice. So from the airwaves, un super fuerte abrazo para ti. Guillermo Gomez Peña is the director of the performance art troupe La Pocha Nostra. For a link to see more of Guillermo's art, visit our website, latinousa.org.